Good morning. Come on in, find a place to sit down, and then we'll get a stand up too. But great to see you guys here today. And I was praying about how to open the service, and the Lord took me back in time. I think He gave this to me about a year ago, and He asked me this question. Does your church have a stage, or does it have an altar? That can be kind of convicting. Sometimes we come in here, I believe, I know sometimes I fall into this performance kind of feeling, and that's not where it's at, right? This is actually an altar. It's not a stage. It's not a place for performance. It's a place to meet the Lord together corporately. And I appreciate being able to be in this nation, the United States of America, where we can worship corporately, publicly, and freely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So go ahead and stand up with me if you could, and we'll enter into worship and let them know you're here. Amen. right up first service. That we can give during the next song here up front, or go ahead and read the slide there. You can see we can give online. Boxes in the back. Write a check. Mail, you can bring it in person, by the way. Say hi to the wonderful office help. Giving, and this is right out of a book that Cheon wrote on giving. He talks about giving generously, consistently, and joyfully. It's not like this coerced, strong arm kind of thing, right? From the heart. It's your choice. It's our choice. That's a big deal. Big difference. So go ahead and put that next slide up then, if you could. So this is what the Lord laid on my heart while I was praying about the offering today. Proverbs 3, 5 through 10. This is in the Passion Translation. Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go. Don't think for a moment that you know it all. For wisdom comes when you adore Him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. Then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for. I'm going to read that one more time. I really like that part. Then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for. Amen. Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring Him with your first fruits. With every increase that comes to you, then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable, that's right, uncontainable source of inner joy. The Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for an uncontainable source of joy. Father, you are the smile on our face. You're the one that helps us navigate through life, clearing the way, making a way, showing us the way. Thank you, Father. Father, help us to sow into those around us, whether it's with our finances, but more importantly, Father, with our heart. Maybe call up someone that we haven't talked to in a while and invite them to lunch. Soon. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the opportunity, Father. And we choose you. We choose your way. We love partnering with you, co-laboring in the kingdom with you, Lord, as we walk in the garden together. Amen. for the Lord, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day to worship you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. We're going to transition right on into announcements here. And we got a few, I think. No, I'm going to be the last one.
Lots of exciting stuff. Thanks for coming today. What a beautiful day. We are almost spring, right? Easter is only 2 weeks away. Are you ready? We have something totally different here for you guys. There will not be an Easter.